nothing. So when filmmaking is a director's medium, it's a director's world. So for me, the relationship that Gabriele and I have is a relationship that will continue to grow over the future of both of our careers. What was the second part? Yes. Rehearsing, yes. Yes, I forgot the name. Gabriele is very, very specific about research and about rehearsal. So we spend 5 weeks of rehearsal for this film, and I probably did 3 weeks of research and preparation in order to be ready for the 5 weeks of rehearsal.
Hola.
¿Para quién la pregunta?
Sí, para Wilson. Estamos muy acostumbrados a verte, Will, en comedia, y esto es un dramón. Es una película muy dramática y quería saber si te has encontrado tan a gusto haciendo drama como comedia y si tú serías capaz de hacer lo que hace tu personaje en esta película. De hacer lo que hace el personaje en su película.
Well, quiero hacer muchas diferentes clases de películas, muchas diferentes clases de películas. Creo que comedia es, ¿cómo se dice? Closest to, más cercano a mi corazón. Es closest to mi vida. Es the way that I think about life. No tengo las palabras que necesito hablar en español. I think that comedy is my most natural space, but I feel like I'm growing as an actor through drama, and I think through my comprehension of being able to perform dramatically, it will enhance my comedic performances when I go back. I'm sorry, there was a second half to the question. Okay, you're really good at that. Good listener. You know, this is the first character that I've ever played that I'm not sure I agree with all of his choices and all of his decisions, and I'm used to playing characters that I love that are people who, the reason I'm doing the movie is because I love what the character does, and this is the first time that it took a little more acting and a little more work to comprehend and understand all of the choices and emotions of the character. So I guess the answer to the question is I'd probably be capable of making the choices that the character made in the film. I just don't think that I would.
Okay.
Bien. Siguiente.
Sí, sí, por favor. ¿Para quién? ¿La pregunta?
Sí, para Will. Soy Chema Trueba, de Anda Ya, los 40 principales. Hola, Will Tontuco, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? Mira, yo tengo, me pasa una cosa, y es que yo me siento muy identificado contigo, aparte del evidente parecido físico que tenemos. Sí, aparte de eso...
Los dos negros.
Sí, yo de corazón, tú más estrechamente. Yo en mi programa hago bromas de microoculto, con un microoculto a la gente, que son un poco como tus películas, porque siempre empiezan por comedia, pero acaban siendo de acción cuando tengo que salir corriendo para que no me peguen, y drama cuando me cogen. Entonces, yo quería pedirte un par de consejos, simplemente pues, para cuando son drama, cómo llorar, porque a mí es una cosa que no me sale y a ti te sale perfecto, y cuando acaban en acción y me... pues, Miguel, simplemente cómo esquivar las hostias, ¿sabes? Porque yo he visto que aquí en hora y media no te dan ni una.
But the first thing, you know, he's saying about crying. You know, it's a major thing. The first thing is you can't try to cry, right? Because if you're trying to cry, it's going the wrong direction, right? You want it's kind of like sex, right? It's like sex. You can't, you know, you can't, when you're having sex, like, you say, oh, I'm trying to do it so good, like, you know, right? Yeah, right, yes, absolutely. Right, you can't, you know, you have to be thinking about the experience as a whole, right? That's how it is with the scene. You have to truly be into the truth of the scene, and if you cry, you cry, and if you don't, you don't. You know, sometimes we had scenes like the one time on The Rock where Gabriele, you know, he wanted me to cry. And, you know, saying that's not really what I feel in this moment. I'll go and I'll try to feel what you're looking for, but the performance will have to be what feels natural to me, not the manipulation of wanting to cry. Right? So the first thing is don't try to cry. You know, feel it. Feel it. You got it?
Feel it.
You feel it? You got it? Okay. It's funny. I everything in my life is about comedy. I naturally go to what's funny about things. Whenever something is dark or whenever something is sad, I just can't help finding what's funny about it. And if I can find anyone that's willing to laugh with me about the thing that's funny, that helps to get me out of the blues. I'm always looking to make jokes, and it's like laughter is one of the greatest parts of for me being able to deal with pain in my life. Okay. Okay, I have a question. Gabriele Muccino. Now listen, it was really, really fantastic, the pacing that you were able to create in this film. You know, there's a really deliberate power and energy that you're able to create in your filmmaking. How are you able to find such a fantastic pacing and energy in your films?
Okay, you really want to know the answer? Really? the movie was really challenging because you get a hook on the audience without giving any clue, or just a little one. And that was the biggest part of the process, because you gotta give poignancy in scenes, and this poignancy is what it has to intrigue. And if there is a poignancy, if there is an urgency in each scene, each frame, then the first half might lose interest, and the movie might drag. So the biggest challenge was we don't drag to have the right pace, which had to be almost hypnotic. You gotta be hypnotized by the story without really knowing what it's about. And if you get the audience following you for the half of the movie, then the rest was clearly easier to achieve.
Okay,
sí.
Por favor.
Mi pregunta es para Gabriele. Esta es la segunda vez que trabajáis juntos. Habéis hecho dos dramas. Quería saber si habéis hablado de la posibilidad de una tercera colaboración, si esto se puede convertir en una trilogía. Gracias.
Yeah. Or with knowledge, I mean, the collaboration with Will has been so smooth and so exciting because it pushed, I would say, both of us in new territories. I would never have gone there without Will, or I wouldn't even gone to Hollywood without Will. So, first he gave me a lot of, an enormous amount of trust to bring me in the system. And once we were there, we kind of made something almost revolutionary to the system of Hollywood. Hollywood tends to do almost the same movie because they have a big amount of insecurity, even by the cost the movie have. So they can't risk really to go into new territories. Usually it's the independent cinema that pushes new ideas. But not the Hollywood system. So working in Hollywood and making moves like 7 pounds, I think it's like breaking the ice and going into a new route. And having said that, I think that we are both learning and improving our jobs because when you are on the edge, you get terrified. But under terror, you cannot think carefully what you're doing, and that's the moment of growth. And that's what I really enjoy the most working with Will, to have bravery, and to have trust, and to have the possibility to go for it. I said that, yes, I'm open and I'm eager to start working again with Will, because there's no reason to think that we should work again.
Okay, tenemos una pregunta aquí. Sí. Sí. Por favor, ¿a quién la pregunta?
¿Yo?
Sí, Margarita.
Al señor Smith. Me gustaría preguntarle cómo se convierte uno en el actor más taquillero del año, si es una cuestión de suerte o es una cuestión de tener ojo. Y por otro lado, ¿qué consejos le da a sus hijos, que parece, sobre todo su hijo, que va por el mismo camino que él? Gracias.
I think one of the main things that has contributed to the status as that they've given me the biggest movie star in the world, I think it's the ears, my ears. No, really. I mean, it's there's something about ears. I mean, if you look, with me and Barack Obama and Mickey Mouse. There's a thing, Americans have a real fetish with the ears. And so the ears are a dead giveaway for success in America. And now it's spreading around the world. So I would say to my son that he has to cut the hair around his ears so people can see them. But if that weren't to work for someone and they were to try something else, I think that you have to explore your love for people, right? Because that's really what it is that we do. We are exposing people to themselves. We're exposing humanity to human beings. As you tell a story, and it's a story about what it means to be human. So is there something that you can learn about humanity from this story? And, it doesn't have to only be the positive side, it can be some of the darker sides of humanity, but I'm always looking for a project that in one line exposes you to a truth or an idea or gives you a big hint about what elements of humanity this movie is going to expose. An alcoholic superhero, it's like that. Just the idea of that sparks something in your mind, and even if you haven't had a chance to really think about it yet, what you realize is that we all sort of feel like alcoholic superheroes. We feel like there's so much we could be doing. We have so much potential. We have so many gifts. There's so much we could be doing to make the world better, to make our lives better, to make our families better, and we're wasting it away by being us. So ingrained in the idea is a human truth that we look to expose in the movie. So I'm always looking for that in the movie. The last man on Earth. Like, when you say that idea, the last man on Earth, the idea of being alone, and there's something in the dark that wants to come get you. Like, everybody can relate to that feeling. We've all felt like that before, that in the unknown, in that spot that we can't see, in that spot that we can't feel, in that spot that we don't know, there is something that is going to destroy us, right? So I'm always looking for, in the single idea of the movie, that there is the thing that is a universal human concept that opens up a universal truth. Okay. Or I'm just very, very lucky.
Me gustaría preguntarle, es verdad que siempre está dispuesto a las bromas, a los chistes, todo lo que ha dicho de la comedia, pero siempre se empeña en poner que le tomen en serio. ¿Te cuesta que le tomen en serio? Usted ha estado nominado 2 veces al Oscar, aunque no se lo ha llevado, y eran con 2 dramas. ¿Qué espero de 7 almas? ¿Cree que va a estar de nuevo nominado el día 22? Muchas gracias.
Being taken seriously. You know, for me, I always start with comedy. I feel like being funny, if you're funny, that's a way to get connected to people that is more powerful than drama as an opener to a relationship. You know, it's much better, you know, someone makes you laugh in your first meeting than someone gives you the real, you know, dramatic introduction. You know, it's much different. So I feel that there's a spectrum that I want to cover in my cinematic relationship. You know, so I want to be able to be funny. I want to be able to create drama. I want to be able to push the envelope into the avant-garde, and you know, I want to be able to do all of those things, but I don't look at it film by film. I'm looking at it more as the whole of a career that will hopefully, if I'm as blessed or lucky as Clint Eastwood, it'll span another 40 or 50 years for me. And the other part of the question about Oscars, like I don't think about awards in that way. Like I'm thinking about, it's Friday night, people are sitting in the movie theater, they, you know, paid their hard-earned dollars, and I'm always imagining myself sitting in the audience with those people, and will they enjoy this? So that is sort of the test that I use for my material. So anytime there's a nomination or there's awards or things, that's always an afterthought for me. So it's it would be wonderful to be nominated, and some people take it more seriously than others.
Lleva 8 películas haciendo más de 100 millones de dólares de taquilla. Con esta solo anda por los 60 y quizá no llegue. ¿Es un peso que se quita de encima?
Well, for me, I always look for, you know, it's important to me that the company makes money. Like, it's painful to me when, you know, people get fired after a movie that I made. So for me, with a movie like 7 Pounds, we'll probably top out around 80 in the U.S. and that's more than enough, more than successful for people not to get fired. So you know, for me, this, when you make 7 Pounds, you hope that it's not going to get compared to I Am Legend at the box office. You know, it's a very different type of film. It's not the type of movie that anybody would expect to make $100 million at the U.S. box office. But it's hugely successful for us, and everybody gets to keep their jobs. So Gabriele and I get to work again.
Sí, por favor. Bueno, sí. Hola. Sí, soy Ricardo García del programa Atrévete de Cadena Dial. Quería hacerte una pregunta, Will, porque siempre te vemos con caras muy sonrientes, siempre te vemos muy cachondo, y la pregunta es cómo es Will detrás de las cámaras, si él tiene también su punto de mala leche, si tiene un carácter a lo mejor que no muestra delante del público.
I'm sorry. You know, pretty much, I like to have fun. I actually need to have fun. If there's bad energy around and, you know, people are not happy and people are down, it actually pulls me down, you know. So it's, I feel like we have to do this for a living, you know. We're all here to support our families. You know, it's like there's probably other places we would be if we, you know, didn't have to be here for our jobs. So we're here, this is how we feed our families. We might as well have a good time. It can be fun. We can have fun, we can laugh, you know, and for me, it's so much better to be able to enjoy our work than to hate it, and to hate the people that we have to do it with and all of that. So it is an emotional, a spiritual, even a physical necessity for me. This job is physically difficult. And I really believe that negative energy can make you physically sick. You know, so for me, it's hugely important to keep the energy and to keep the air positive, you know, to not damage our spirits and to not damage our bodies.
Brevemente, me gustaría, para concretizar un poco más, ¿qué cosa le enfada o qué cosa podemos decir que le ha enfadado más en su vida? Y pedirle, por favor, que saludara al programa de radio Atrévete, si es posible. Gracias.
You know, I guess I get most angry about, like, when people ask me what makes me angry, you know, it pisses me off, you know, what makes me most angry, you know, it's funny, I get angry when people refuse to achieve their potential. Like it really, it's like when I see someone has possibilities and someone, you know, could change their life for the better or something, but they just have no desire to do it. Like that really, it's like that makes me say things in anger and push and fight and scratch and claw with somebody more than many other things.
Buenas tardes. Para Gabriel. Hace tiempo un filósofo dijo que la única cosa que valía la pena reflexionar era el suicidio. ¿Ustedes ven por qué eligió el suicidio como el verdadero elemento redentor del personaje de la película? Y para el señor Smith, en su faceta de productor. Y para el señor Smith, si en su faceta de productor cree que la actual crisis económica, ¿cómo afectará a Hollywood si apostará más por la comedia? Y bueno, si aceptaría trabajar su sueldo para trabajar en cinematografías más modestas como la española. Y si la respuesta es afirmativa, le paso un guión que tengo aquí ahora mismo.
I significantly dropped my salary to make £7. Generally, working with Gabriele, I dropped my salary. It's you know, because we're making films that are a little more difficult. So it's you know, Gabriele is a pure artist. So it's you know, I generally reduce.
Of the suicide versus sacrifice. The movie is a very complex movie, actually, that touches so many elements. It is a movie about desperation initially, then it becomes a movie about helping others, then it becomes a movie being helped. He gets helped by somebody who he ends up falling in love with. So it ends up being a movie about love, what love can do in our life. And so this suicide, which originally is been thought in order to stop having pain, and that's the reason why people kill themselves. The amount of pain is so unbearable that they end up just cutting off all the touch with reality, and their being alive is just too painful. So this original plan to kill himself because the amount of pain was too much, ends up to have a totally drastically different nuance. Because once he falls in love and refines love for himself and gets rescued, and he is able to be on track again and able to face his life and start over again, he has to make a terrible, I would say, Shakespearean choice of sacrifice. He has to decide if he wants to live or if she has to live. And that, I think, was the reason why I decided to make the movie, because it was such an interesting element, so thought-provocative. And the movie ends up with the choice to kill yourself, which has a completely, drastically different value, because he really kills himself to save another life. And that's a revolutionary, I think, angle from where we can see life, love, and death.
But don't put any of that on television or in the stories, because we don't want people to know that before they go into the movie theater.
Okay. La última idea, sí, sí, por favor. ¿Para quién?
Hello, Will, for you. Well, if you don't mind, I will practice my English.
I'd love that.
Okay, so...
Voy a practicar mi español.
And me my English, perfecto. Hello, Will. Well, my first question. It's evident that you've been very proud of working with Gabriel in this movie, in Seven Pounds. But I would like to know, where did you learn your Spanish? ¿Dónde has aprendido tu español?
Cuando, okay, let me see. Tuve una maestra de español. That's right. Tuve una maestra de español que viaje conmigo para mis entrevistas de español en países Latinoamérica. That's right. Pretty good. Okay. en escuela. No quiero hablar español porque toda la gente del mundo habla dos o tres idiomas, pero en los Estados Unidos la gente habla un idioma. Y no quiero ser estúpido.
You have a great sense of humor. Really, gracias. Good in person. And will you like to work someday when Gabriel lets you with a Spanish director?
Oh, absolutely. I travel the world, and you know, I always wanted to meet people and you know, meet new directors and new writers, and you know, I'm looking to expand as an actor, as a producer. So you know, there's ideas, and you know, there are people out there who have ideas and have concepts and directors. It's like, just take your shot, you know. Try to find your way to get the material out, and just take your shot, because you never know. Gabriele was, you know, probably 4 years ago, you know, he was a sheep herder just outside of Rome.
Escasamente es algo así, ¿vale? Sí, yo, ¡ay, come on! ¡Ay, qué No, actually, you have one of the greatest actors in the world, which is Javier Bardem. So, I mean, yes, I would love to work with him. I would love to work with Fernando, who I know, and she's been doing fantastic works lately. So I think, yes, you do a very good...
Cuando ganó Obama, yo lloraba tanto que mi hija pensaba pasaba algo malo. Sorry, inglés ahorita. you know, I think that it's not just an American accomplishment, you know, it's an accomplishment for humanity, you know, it's an evolutionary explosion, you know, never before in the history of the planet has a group of people moved from the slave class
of the empire to being elected to the top office in that empire. And I believe that it is a statement to the world and, you know, to children in the mountains in China, to the beaches in Rio. You know, I think that it is going to have reverberations that are far beyond anything that any of us even are imagining right now.
Okay, pues ahora yo creo que nos podemos dar las gracias al señor Winston. Gracias.
Tiene que decir que he querido preguntarle a todo el rato, no te andas, José, que igual se viene ya la gente.